Is not a tribute band. I mean, we will be playing some music that tribute bands, if there were such a foolish enterprise to take off, they would probably be playing these songs as well, but they wouldn't sound like we can make them sound.
No. And we have a special evening tonight because it's Simon's birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
of Oxfordshire for you. It goes back to the days when I, as a teenager, used to attend Morris dance gatherings in a place called Bampton. Bampton has been dancing non-stop for 400 years, not all the time, but in their history. And I noticed that when the dancers, they wear bowler hats with ribbons, and when they, some of the chaps took off their hats at some point, I noticed there was the ghost of a quiff underneath. You know? So they, obviously in their youth, they were doing two kinds of dancing, rock and roll and Morris, marvellous. And in the song there's also the mention of Aunt Sally, which is not a relative, but it's a pub game. In, you play in the garden with big sticks and you have to knock a dolly off an iron kind of hoop. So that's Aunt Sally. And I did this tonight especially for Sue, who is a volunteer here, and she's a Morris dancer. It's called Shuffle and Go. We started off with a week in the studio, and we put down a bunch of tracks that are going to be on the next album. The next album is going to be called Shuffle and Go. So that's a belated plug for that song. But we hope to have the record finished at the end of the month. But we thought just to sort of raise some money to pay for the studio time, we'd better come out and do some gigs. Thank you very much for supporting this project. Unknowing crowdfunding matter. But it's been good for us to be back on stages for the last week. Looking forward to going back into the studio and finishing this record, which we, as I say, hope to have out for the winter tour starting in at the end of January.
Will you come back?
Just
you mean
ask
when we're in the charts when we're famous.
All we've got to do is ask, we'll be back. Carry on. Simon's going to work some magic.
Is that Jan Jorvik?
Yeah, Jan Jorvik. But I was going to say, this is linked to the previous song, a track of an album, to an earlier album they made about 20 years ago, by the name of The Jewel in the Crown. The title track of that was made, was a song written by the wonderful Julie Matthews. Do we know Julie?
Yeah.
Of course we do. Works with Chris Weil a lot and is a great songwriter. And if you get a chance ever to catch St. Agnes Fountain, which is a Christmas band featuring the aforementioned Chris Weil and also my fellow band member here, Christopher Leslie, they're a pretty good turn for a Christmas act. You know, I mean, just had to be involved in another Christmas band. It's called the Albion Christmas Band. And I, St. Agnes and St. Agnes and the Albion Christmas Band have a couple of things in common. They each have a member of Fairport Convention in them, and they each have a girl singer by the name of Wild. How weird is that? What a small pool we all swim in. But I work with Kelly Wild, who's Chris's daughter, and that's, we're all a big lovey-dovey family, but I hardly ever get to see St. Agnes because, and they hardly ever get to see us because we're on stage at the same time in different parts of the country. But anyway, Julie, I digress. Julie and I were in a band together called the Albion Band at the time, in about 93 or 94. And we found ourselves in all places, of all places, we found ourselves in East Africa doing a brief tour of Kenya. And Julie had this idea. Julie she won't mind me saying this, she's a proper socialist girl brought up in Sheffield and got a pretty dim view of some aspects of British history. And she was inspired to write this song, which had been simmering in her head for a while. It was helped out by being in a post-colonial environment. And you can't find many more post-colonial environments than Africa, particularly places like, prosperous places like Kenya. But the song, as I say, is called Jewel and Crown, and it does reflect on that. Yeah. Oddly, after 25 years, not much of it rings wrong, in my view, because it's all about the long historical overview. Are we all fit to go? I think I've run out of things to say. Becoming controversial and political, which means
after tonight's your birthday.
But let's have a round of applause for young Simon Yorick.
Simon also achieved miracles getting us here on time today from our wake up in Yeovil.
We have a row in Yeovil, although we weren't playing there last night.
Join the crowd. Three numbers out of the rest of the set.
History and books to prove it. Give us a mountain and we will move it. We'll rule waves and the seven seas. We bring the mighty to their knees. We inspiration. A fine example, tell us the nations. We are pretending the jewel in the crown. We bought a system to the masses. Divine the nation and the classes. It's in our breeding and on the faces. At least we're all born knowing our places. We only take what that class affords us. It doesn't matter that it's not even. This is the nature of the demon. We are pretending the jewel in the crown. We are Britannia. We crown an empire. We came and conquered. We tore them. From their dictators, a form of small slice of your royal wills. We'll send our boys in with their gunshots. We are a refuge for the needy, always caring, never greedy. Whatever gesture could be finer, be seen in Hong Kong, right in China. She has gazed from castle windows on to watch the daylight passing beneath her captive walls, and with no one to heed her call, the evening hour is fading. Will be gone. tomorrow at this hour, she will be far away, much farther than these islands or the lonely fathering.
For a young couple living in Ireland in the 1960s, and the chap, he's going to come over to London to find work and set up a start of a base for them to build their lives. But he finds out just before, the day before he's due to sail, that she is in fact having to go with her family and live in America, and so they're parted. Nice little ripple of compassion there, thank you. And, you know, so, but he maintains the attitude throughout the song, as long as I know she's not with anybody else, she's the girl for me. I will do everything I can for us to continue our lives. But sadly, the song doesn't let you know what happens. It's a verse too short. Well, I think the only way we can get around it is if we let these lovely people here decide for themselves what happens. And you look like a very positive lot. I think it's going to end well. It's called My Love is in America.
In America, my love could be anywhere else. We meet up and play from our souls. The kitchen, the workyard and the seven bells gives us a glimpse of our homes. Oh, maybe I'll make it to New York State, and maybe I'll just the band go. Oh, maybe I'll get back to my hometown and see if there's work. I don't know. I've sent many letters to no avail. The silence is deafening to me. Maybe she lives with another man across in the new country. Till I know, I'll keep her in my mind. There's a picture on.
We're not in the first bloom of youth, are we? Well, you know, I recently, I've successfully completed my whole first year as an old age pensioner.
Kids are always bragging.
I say successfully, it hasn't all been plain sailing. I'm having terrible trouble with this Stannis stairlift. It's driving me up the wall.
Oh.
No. Thank you for that groan of sympathy. But there's no need to worry about me, because I'm going to be okay. Yes, it costs more money, but I've invested in the new Stannis Express stair. And it's marvellous. You get you up the stairs so fast that when you get to the top, you actually remember what you got up for. And I am discovering that things change a bit as you get old. Obviously, you, this is to come for you, because I can see from what I can see, you know, you're a very young audience. And I've been discovering that things change a bit as you, you know, your needs change as you get older.
And your knees.
Well, your knees change. His knees are changing as we in front of your very eyes. And I think I can talk to you, but can't I? I can talk to you. You're the type of audience. Not only do your needs change, but, well, your desires change too, don't they? They do. Your desires change. I'll give you an example, you know. My girlfriend, you see, she's a few years younger than I am, and not so long ago, she sidled up to me. She likes a sidle. She sidled up to me. She whispered seductively in my ear. She said, "Would you like super sex?" I said, "I'll have the soup, please." She wasn't happy. She was not happy. I mean, she's lovely and we get on great most of the time. It's just she gets cross with me sometimes, you know. I mean, I'm hoping to do better this Christmas than I did last. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You know, she got really cross with me last Christmas, just because I bought her a wooden leg. I mean, you know, it wasn't a main present, just a stocking filler.
My hair all week.
Well, if I'm honest, and I may as well be, you know, the age difference does worry me, rather, because, you know, sometimes I ask myself, is my girlfriend dissatisfied with my body? And a small part of me says yes. So the thing to do, the important thing, ladies and gentlemen, you'll discover this, is to stay young at heart. You think that's right?
Yeah.
Just stay young at heart and do new things. Do things that you've never done before. Have new experiences. So at my advanced age, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a tattoo. You know, nothing over the top. Just me name and address in case I get lost. And we're discovering that as a band, not just as an individual, but as a band, things change as you get older. I mean, there used to be a time when we got asked to play weddings, christenings.
We still do weddings.
Now what do we get asked to play at? Yeah, funerals. We played at a funeral just a few weeks before this tour started, actually, and it was an old friend of ours who died. He died very tragically. He was hit on the head by a tennis ball. It was a lovely service. but at the end of the service, well, Peggy, you were upset. I've never seen him so upset. You were upset, weren't you, Peggy? He's still upset. Well, he was the one who caught the wreath. Why all this talk of funerals? Well, we're not going to play a sad tune, but this is an instrumental called Jonah's Oak. And Jonah's Oak is a beautiful thing. Some of you may have heard of it. It's a beautiful old oak tree in the corner of the field of Cropperty, which has become a tree of remembrance for those we've loved and have lost. And there's lots of brass plaques on it. But it's a beautiful thing. And Jonah's Oak, named after Johnny Jones, a great character playing a big part in Fairfield's history. And I haven't got time to tell you all about Johnny Jones, but if you'd like to know about him, fascinating character, you can read about him and all other fantastic people in Peggy's new book, his great new book, which is available in this theatre tonight. And it's called Off the Peg. And you may have seen it at the merchandising, and I can really recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. It's the type of book, once you put it down, you just can't pick it up.
Do any of you remember Fairport as a four-piece?
So for my farewell performance, I love playing this tune because I get to play it with the beautiful fiddle playing of Chris Leslie. Jonah's Oak, I hope you like it, and lovely talking to you. Thanks.
Mr. Rick Saunders.
Thank you.
I've been avoiding for most of my life. I'm talking about DIY. You know that thing where people have projects every weekend that go on for years and years and years, and gradually over long stretches of time, it devalues their property. Well, it's that's what the song's about, and yeah, it's called Devil's Work. Won't you listen to my story? How the devil took my hand and led me to a bench of vice where I made my stand. I'm doing the DIY, finishing someday, shoring up this house of cards while life it slips away. I'm doing the DIY, finishing someday, shoring up this house of cards while life it slips away.
Studio album Shuffle and Go will be, but I do know that the next song is lifted from number 4 in the Fairport catalogue, which takes us obviously back to pre-decimal times, almost into the world of black and white, not back now. And it would be invidious to put on a Fairport show without visiting Legion Leaf. This is taken from that record, as I say, and it's from that half of the album where songs were specially written for us, I mean, within the band for that project, which were attempting to smuggle themselves past you as traditional. They did this by devious means, using quite a lot of traditional music, tunes, and that sort of thing, and imagery and storylines, which would be familiar to the traditionalist. A bit of shape-shifting here, a bit of cursing there, a bit of magical rebirth, that sort of stuff. This was put together by two ex-members of the band now, one of them more ex than the other, sadly, the late Dave Swarbrick and the very active Richard Thompson. And in a way it brings them both back on stage with us when we get a chance to perform these songs. This is Crazy Man Mike.
He knocked and
eyes, they are the same, and his speech is plain. How he longs to be far, far away. Michael, he listens, the simplest of tunes, and he has a song before the winds and pardon for his true.
Next song, which was written by Sandy Denny just as she was joining the band, really, has gone from a young woman's composition to an absolute international classic. It's her best known piece, and it's with every passing birthday, I can tell you this song means more to me. It's called Who Knows Where the Time Goes.
Still here. so it will be so. Until it's time for me to go. So come you storms of winter.
Sir Patrick Spence.
Intend to be.
I saw the Niven player with the old moon in her hair.
That is the sign since we were born. The means of the deadly storm.
They had not sailed upon the deep a day, a day but barely three. When loud the boisterous grew the wind, and some noise it blew the sea. Sailing homewards to dry land.
40 miles off the deep, the waters 50 fathoms deep. There lies good Sir Patrick Spence with the lords of Scotland at his feet.
Stuff, isn't there, just recently about extremely, you know, recently there's been a lot of stuff about global warming and climate change, hasn't there? It's very worrying, but you know, different people have really different views on it, don't they? And I don't know about you, but sometimes I just don't know who to believe. I mean, do you, for instance, believe David Attenborough, a hero of our times, a champion of conservation, a man who's made the most astonishing documentaries about this incredible planet that we live on, somebody who's universally admired, respected, and indeed loved, a truly, truly great man? Or do you believe Donald Trump? Lying, racist, misogynist, bullying clown. I can't make up my mind. I just don't. Who should I believe? Oh. Donald Trump. I met him once, you know.
No, you didn't.
I did, Penny. I met him. I did. Well, you know, he wasn't president. No. This was years ago when we were on tour in America, in New York, past the Trump building, bumped into him. And he said to me, he said, Rick. He said, Rick, why is it that people take an instant dislike to me? I said, it saves time, Donald. What a jerk. So, global warming, yeah, it's, I tell you what, the weather's getting a bit cooler now, isn't it? And I, for one, am rather pleased about that because, you know, I find it difficult to get off. I'm a bit of an insomniac. The best of times, people say to me, did you sleep well? I say, no, I made a few mistakes. I can't get off to sleep in hot weather. I'm not the only one. You've had the same trouble, haven't you, Peggy?
Yeah.
Getting off to, yeah. In fact, Peggy told me that you actually went to the doctors, to ask for some sleeping pills to help him get off. And the doctor said to Peggy, he said, I've got to tell you, I don't like prescribing tranquilizers. It's not something I like to do. Why don't you just try the natural, organic, old-fashioned way? And just before you go to bed, have a little tipple. Peggy said, I do that already. The doctor said, what do you have? Peggy said, well, I have a couple of pints of Guinness, a bottle of red wine, a bottle of white wine, a few cocktails, three or four large brandies. Her doctor said, what? And after all that, you still can't get to sleep. Peggy said, no, I'm up all night singing.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
Just like that. And it was on just such a night as that that he wrote this fabulous instrumental that we're going to play now. And this is an instrumental, well, it's titled, we're hoping it's not, you know, not predicting what's going to happen after Halloween. Because Peggy is quite, you know, he's a bit psychic, and, you know, he just predicts things. Don't you?
I never saw that coming.
I nearly had a psychic girlfriend once, but she left me before we met. Well, we hope this tune doesn't predict the future. Of course, it's called Bankruptured, ladies and gentlemen. And any musician worth their salt will tell you that a band can only be as good as its rhythm section. And in Fairport, we could not be luckier, because not only does he write great tunes, but also he just so happens to be one of the greatest bass players on the planet.
Yeah.
Peggy on the bass. Peggy on the bass. What can you say about the man sitting behind an unusual array of percussion, which is now all plugged in and working right? To say. It is the legend that is the brilliant Jerry Conway. So just listen to Peggy, and I'm going to do this one tonight actually for hey, cousin Clive and Ben, nice to see you, and also the Sterling family. That's Chris and Wendy. Great to see you guys. And this is Bankruptured, and Sam's going to lead us into this with a bit of mean guitar pick. I say a bit about going into Fobble and Leggle. Take it away, Si.
Have the tablets worn off?
Kicked in,
just kicking in.
Thank you.
DIY most of my life. I've also avoided sport. When I was at school, I was terrible at it. And, you know, so I knew nothing about football teams or any of that stuff. But I did know about the Apollo missions, the Apollo space missions. I was a child of the Apollo era, and I loved it. I knew all the astronauts' names, the crews, I knew the faces of all the guys at Mission Control. I collected the Brooke Bomb tea cards, you know, the space tea cards. I even built the 3-foot-high Airfix Saturn V rocket kit. Anybody else build one of those?
Yeah.
Wow, a lot tonight.
Yes.
I think it is. That's wonderful. So, of course, this year was the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing, and this song was inspired by the thoughts of possibly what Michael Collins might have been thinking, being the one that was left up in the command module as the other two went down to the surface. He was on his own. Imagine him going around the far side of the moon for the first time. 47 minutes of complete isolation, which I think was incredible. And the first for humankind. So this song is called Moondust and Solitude.
Of the training, bound for the heavens today, that impossible ride, saying goodbye to the kids early on, explaining, look out on the news for those views when I'm up in the sky. In my mind, here confined, ever primed in solitude. They're falling away, descending below to the moon dust. I circle above 60 miles. Let put my thoughts in this universe, colored lights flashing. Earth through the window, so beautiful, waits for the news. Feel things in my life I am missing. I hear in my head what I could have said yesterday. Then mission control breaks the deadlock here inside me. They're down on the surface, stars and stripes upon the moon. Going through a bit of a rough patch in the popular press. So some spin doctor in the Victorian government came up with this song and put it out there on the streets, so everybody felt a bit better about having Prince Albert. So this is, you can imagine this is a folk song, but it was written by a direct ancestor of Alistair Campbell or Dominic Cummings. I leave it there.
To
Celebrates 50 years of Lesion Leaf and 50 years of me, not Lesion Leaf, no, 50 years of Full House, which was the album that they made after Lesion Leaf and when I joined the band. And when I joined the band became a boy band. I learned an awful lot about music when I joined Fairport Convention, and in return for their help musically, I taught them all how to drink. Which is why some of us are here tonight. So we're going to play this tune, which was taught to us by the late great David Cyril Eric Swarbrick from Birmingham. Any promises? And we're doing it tonight for John, because tonight it's John's 200th Fairport gig. He's been to 200 of our gigs. Still in the bar. So especially for you, James, these tunes are incredibly difficult to play, and so every time we attempt to play them, we remember Dave Swarbrick with affection, but sometimes a little pain. Dirty Linen. Thank you.
On a fine summer's morning, we lay at the quay. The holds were filled high with the treasures of the sea, so that they could be transported by men such as we to homeland and the wind. When the loading was done, we hoisted full sail, pray for good winds to guide us and deliverance from gale. And the thoughts of the crew turned to home and strong ale as we cast off the ropes and set sail. Fight for honor and for praise, sail the sea throughout my days, in cold ground I'll never lay. I'd rather die on the ocean.
print out and everything for it. It was a fantastic festival this year, it's properly. The music was great, but the weather was absolutely horrendous.
It was a trifle windy.
It was
like being in the van after two curries in successive days.
I can't remember. I remember the wind. So how many of you were there? Five of you. Well, next year it's on the 13th, 14th and 15th of August, and we will be there. We can't tell you who else is going to be on here, but, you know, it's the highlight of our year, and we really want to see you at Cropperty. We've got, it's just a wonderful festival. Last year was our 40th anniversary of it, so, you know, we hope that we get in it right. The music's always fabulous, the food's great, the beer's great, the stage is great, the weather's... But we have some great songs about our festival. Chris wrote a great song called the Festival Bell, which we always start our festival off on the Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, when they ring a commemorative bell in the tower of Cropperty Church. We start the festival off, and then we finish it at midnight on Saturday night with Meat on the Ledge. Song that we'll be doing later if we get an encore. we don't rely on it nowadays. It's a song we've finished many festivals in our career, actually, which is why we started our own. But our own is the best one, so we want to. But here's a song written by our dear friend Anna Ryder. It gives you a chance to clap at the end, and it's a song called The Crowd Song, so enjoy. And to start it off is Jerry, the brightest one in the band. Thank you.
about the sea.
The banjo's natural home.
I love my banjo. Thank you, David. This is a song about... it's about a man called Lord Franklin, but he doesn't appear in the song, actually. He's kind of hovering on the edge, because it's from the viewpoint of his first wife, Eleanor. And she was a very creative woman, poet, and because of his occupation, going away, doing very dangerous things for long periods of time, she was on her own to worry and fret and look and see what the papers were saying. Even back in those days, papers, you know, were doing dastardly things for headlines. And the only time she could hope to be with him was sometimes during her sleep. And in the middle of the song, there's a tune that goes through it, a Cornish tune called Demiaw Sivi, which means wild strawberry leaf. Is there any Cornish in tonight? Yay! Oh, fantastic, especially for you, then, Hugh. And it's called Eleanor's Dream. So is it true? How can it be? The final loss against the sea. Forbidden fruit, no place to be. The Northwest took my Lord from me. And papers say they'll never be found. No way to peace or sacred ground. To rest my Lord and all his men. This world will see them.
Thank you.
not just a folk song, it's a 19 verser. Proper folk song, this. Two chords, 19 verses. The other way around, it'll be a Steely Dan song. We're not going to go straight into Matthew Groves. We're going to let Jerry do what he does, let rip. He's been underemployed so far this evening, but on his amazing panoply of stuff, bashing things.
Thank you.
boat. There she spied little Matty Rose walking through the crowd. Said, come home with me, little Matty Rose, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, little Matty Rose, and sleep with me tonight. Hope I can't come home, I won't go home, sleeping with you tonight. But with the things on your fingers I can see, you are my master's wife. What if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He has gone to the far country, bringing the yearlings home.
Thank you.
just sit here and have a good time, but you know, some people do work here.
Too many.
only way to be. But you'll have your chance again, and next time you can do the work for me. I'm not.